Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time now for a $10 to 10K play of the week. We need you to give us a winner for the weekend. You can call in at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I was out last Friday. Mm-hmm. I heard you went with a hockey play.
We went
which
with
didn't hit.
Seattle Kraken.
I did see on social media, I went to UFC 299, and there was a spectacular knockout by Dustin Poirier in the co-main event.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear somebody called in and told you guys to take Poirier, but you obviously chose a different play.
We just didn't feel comfortable with any of the plays. Now, all of the other plays actually hit, I believe. Most of them, anyway.
You picked the one loser.
And we went with the Kraken because actually two people called in, and they were playing both sides of the game. They were playing Winnipeg. Someone wanted to lay the puck and a half with Winnipeg, and someone wanted to take Seattle. The reason we went with Winnipeg was I think Winnipeg was going to start a backup goalie in that game. I'm not sure if he did, but they ended up winning 3-0. So we just didn't really love the plays, and we should have gone in any other direction because we probably would have won. But we're back to square one.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Go to line one. Is it Noel? Noel?
No. He wanted to talk about the draft. But let's go to Chris in Lorton. Chris.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Who did you give us last week?
I gave you Winnipeg.
You gave us the Winnipeg puck line. We should have gone with it. I know.
Yeah, but I was on the toilet, so everyone thought that I was super nervous about
it. Oh, that's right. That's
what it was.
He called.
That's
you called while you were sitting on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I kept saying that you guys were going to ride me to the promised land, and I got a little anxious, and next thing you know, IBS kicked in. So.
Well, we should have gone with the IBS. We didn't, and we lost.
Or just with any other play.
I know. You're right.
But that's all right. So we'll start over. And I'm going to go with Stromer's brother this week. So Ryan Strome over 1.5 shots plus 100. It's also a positive EV play. He's playing Winnipeg.
All right. Who does he play for?
He plays for the Ducks.
Plays for Anaheim. Okay.
Yeah. So his last five games, the last four, he's gotten over 2 shots on goal, and he's a center, so that's good. Winnipeg is giving up a lot of shots on net, with the exception of the one game that they played against Seattle Kraken and the Washington Capitals. So those two teams we know don't get a lot of shots off, but the Ducks do. So my play is Ryan Strome, 1.5 shots plus 100.
All right, so I'm just looking at his game log in 7 games in March. He's had over 1.5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7. So in his last 4, he's had at least 2 shots. So that's probably a good play. Who are they playing again?
They are playing Winnipeg.
Strome, Winnipeg. All right.
Thanks, IBS Chris.
Hey,
sounds like the boys should have followed your pick last week, but
well,
we're swayed.
We should
have. All of the other picks hit.
Yeah,
except for
we
were talking about that while you were gone.
Yeah.
I think you must have had some IBS because you were gone for the first few minutes of the segment.
I mean, I was in the bathroom and I thought I was done, and then I wasn't.
You had a second wave.
Sometimes that happens.
You had a second wave.
EB has IBS.
He could.
He's IB at this point.
He's hired.
Maybe. Thank you, Chris.
Maybe. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I wish I had made this play yesterday. So I finally like put on the TV like at 9:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a little bit of the Caps early on, and then on TNT they had the Mavs against OKC, and I was into it because, you know, I'm a huge Luka Doncic fan. Well, he didn't play,
mm-hmm.
and so the bet which I would have made would have been Gafford's going to miss a shot. He hadn't missed a shot in, I think, 6 games and was about to break Wilt Chamberlain's record.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain made 35 shots in a row without missing it. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Gafford, former Wizard, had made 33 in a row. No Luka in the lineup. His very first shot attempt he missed. It was a bunny. It was like a one-footer, and he missed it. But so Daniel Gafford won't have the record.
He actually
for all time baskets.
And he
in
actually
a row.
Had a really. He was 8-for-11 for the game. Did you see?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but the first one. He
I
missed,
think in yeah. one of those games with Luka, he had all dunks.
Yeah.
So like he's benefiting from pick and roll. He's very athletic. We saw that here in Washington, and Luka will throw lobs to him and he dunks it, and that's. I mean, actually, the shot that he missed, I'm telling you, was a one footer. Yeah. It was. But it was contested, so it was like it was kind of like an offensive rebound situation, and I literally, it was the first thing I watched. It might have been a 0-0 game at the time. I was like, oh, he had two more to go.
Could you actually bet on Gafford to miss his first shot or miss
no,
a shot?
No, but I'm saying that in retrospect, I probably would have bet on him to miss a shot because yeah. no Luka in the lineup. Yeah. And I definitely would have bet Oklahoma City to win, which did.
They Valdez, did, yeah. I like to typically stay off golf bets. But I'm just looking at the FanDuel, the second round bets, and Nick Taylor's been kind of hot this year, right?
Didn't he play well yesterday?
He played well yesterday. Yeah. For him.
Yeah, he won this year.
For him, under 71.5. So he just has to shoot one under par. He's 6 under. He's 1 back. It's -105. We're just looking for an even money bet, right?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't know what the wind's doing. Is he in he's in the second wave today?
Let me see. I don't know what time he's, let me see.
I'll tell you.
Actually, he's teeing off at 2, yeah, in the afternoon. Rory's teeing off in the afternoon. Xander, most of the leaders, the only one that's teeing off early is Wyndham.
I think the second wave usually gets a lot of the wind.
The wind. That's why those numbers are up
a little bit. That's why it's a little juiced.
I've never heard of this guy.
So the ones you see at 71.5, that's probably playing in the second wave. 70.5, they're probably playing in the early wave.
Wyndham Clark is in the early morning under 71.5 is -150. Yeah. Probably too much to give up.
Probably
for this bet.
Yeah. I would like Nick Taylor over Wyndham Clark if you're gonna go under one. Because I think Wyndham's a little more erratic off the tee.
Well, the reason why I was going with Wyndham is because he's an 8:45 tee time though. That's, you know, because you were looking for a early morning
guy.
Right. All right. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah,
just find something.
I don't know what the wind's going to do. We have to check the weather on that.
We just got to find one bet.
Correct.
To keep to stay alive, to start over. All right, let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. If you got one, you don't have that many choices. Pat, what's up?
What's happening, man? I got an easy one for you. I'll take Connecticut -9.5 over St. John's.
Connecticut -9.5. Do you like that, Jason?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Connecticut's just, I mean, they've got legit starters.
They just beat Xavier by 27.
Yeah. And it was a close game, I think, for the first half, but they outscored him by about 30 in the second
half. It was 34-33 at halftime.
St. John's just pounded Seton Hall last
Going up time. Against Patino. But, I don't want to say love that bet.
I don't know. I mean, look, UConn's better than St. John's, but I'll look at that. Yeah, sure. Why not? It's basically a home game for both teams.
UConn was 18-2 in the Big East, St. John's was 11-9.
Yeah.
How were their head-to-head matchups?
Well, I assume UConn won because they only lost twice.
Let's see.
All right, thank you, fella.
All right, thank you, buddy.
St. John's did beat Creighton at home, but I don't think they beat UConn. Let me check to see who won that head-to-head. St. John's, they beat them by 4 at home, and then they beat them by 13 at St. John's.
You're saying UConn?
UConn swept them and beat them by 4.
Right, but they only beat them by 4. Here they got to beat them by 9 in the tournament.
9.5.
Ricky Pease made his bones.
Yep, that's true.
And has St. John's played better since he called out his players?
Yes. Yes.
Basically saying they sucked.
Yes, correct. And probably got him into the tournament. They're still considered a bubble team, but he probably got him in.
Hmm.
And if they beat UConn, they're definitely in.
You think Jordan Spieth will have a bounce back day today? He struggled yesterday, right?
I think he was one or two over.
Couple over. He's like 100th.
Yeah.
To go under 70.5. To shoot 70 or better, it's plus 110. Basically even. We're just trying to find an even money winner. That's all we need. Let's go to George. George, who do you like?
What's happening, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
What's your play, George?
Hey, here's the play, man. It's a Tottenham minus two goals. If you play them on the money line just to win, it's plus 100. They're going to win by at least two goals. It's a super lock. Tottenham's on the uptick, and I just think that's just a super lock. Really is.
What are the odds there?
Plus 100 for just straight up. I guess they're visiting. I thought they were home. But they're going to win that game 3-1 against Fulham. 3-1. I'd lay the two goals.
3-1
plus 250.
The thing that I don't like about your play is that you didn't know if they were home or away. It's tough to buy into. He's like, I didn't even know if they're home.
Hold on, Drab. Do you like it? How about we take them just to win? It's plus 100.
No, we shouldn't alter their plays.
Yeah, not the two goals or anything.
Yeah.
Just plus 100.
So we now alter their picks because he says go with the minus two.
No, that's crazy.
No.
We just need to win. Confused.
They just
need to win.
But they are on the road at Fulham, correct?
Yeah, it's at.
Do you like it?
All right.
I don't. I'm not paying attention to Premier League.
All right, Mar, are you paying attention or no? You're not a soccer guy?
Yeah, I mean, we watch Premier League sometimes at our house in the afternoons. But you know, a play to just throw one out there that I like: Purdue to win the Big Ten tournament plus 135. Really, their only competition is Illinois, who Purdue beat March 5th by 6 points. Purdue's on a five-game heater. So if I just had to throw out my play, it would be Purdue plus 135 to win the Big Ten tournament on Sunday.
Okay, Drab doesn't want us to make our own plays.
I don't hate that.
They got to come up with better ones. We don't have any choices.
We can go with IBS Chris and Ryan Strome.
All right, possibly. All right, who's Sauna John? Are we supposed to know Sauna John? Has he called in before? Sauna John?
Hey, yeah, buddy. I'm the guy that went in the sauna with cakes at Norbeck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've given you guys three winners, including Kentucky plus 9, plus 8, plus 7, whatever you got last
week. Yeah, and they won the game outright. That was a great pick.
Right. So what do you got this week?
Even though Dalton Connect had 40 and they still lost the game.
I know. Connect is so damn good. This week I like Iowa State laying 1.5 tonight against Baylor. Simply, I think they're the better team. Small favorite on a neutral site in Kansas City. Iowa State in the last six games has not given up over 65 points. Now, they did lose to Baylor early in February at Baylor by two, so you have a slight revenge factor here. And also, the Iowa State fans travel better than any or most fans in the Big 12. So I think tonight will be a partial Iowa State home game. And I also think they're just a little better than Baylor. So I like Iowa State minus 1.5 tonight in the Big 12 semifinals.
It's kind of a contrast in styles because Baylor likes to get up and down and score, and Iowa State's very defensive team.
Baylor's six-man Langston Love. He's a pretty good player off the bench. He is not going to play. But, you know, Baylor's good. They have two good freshmen with Jacoby Walter. Obviously, Scott Drew's a good coach. But I think Iowa State is the better team.
All right, you're in.
Yeah, Nick. Favorite. All right.
All right, we got to fake our pick. I kind of like Sauna John. He sold me there. He had Nuggets. I can't go with the guy who didn't know home or away.
Oh, you're out on Tottenham?
The UConn play seems dicey, betting against Rick Pitino. And they've had a close game earlier this year. Mike Marr's Purdue play is not bad, but I'm going to go with Sauna John. That's my play.
So you like Iowa State?
Yes. What are you guys going to go with?
I'm going to go with Mike Marr's Purdue to win the tournament.
Let's go, baby.
I kind of like the hockey play, Ryan Strome, over the 1.5 shots.
So we go to
the
boys from Bit Season, who should put out a new episode
just because
yesterday.
He's been hot with those hockey plays.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris.
All right, Valdez is in on
IBS
Chris. Drabby.
All right, Drabby ran out. What is he like? Just scream it, Drab.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He doesn't care.
I think he's in his office.
All right, we'll go with IBS Chris then. It is the play. Ryan Strome over 1.5 shots against Winnipeg.
All right.
Yes.
We're in.
There you go.
That's it for a $10.
It's only a $10 play.
It's only play. Not that much drama yet.
There's
We're
not.
Going with Ryan Strome and IBS Chris. Coming up later in the show, Kevin McCarthy joins us at 9 to talk movies. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.